Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Aleph Mem Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hayevamo loy tachleitz v'loy tesiabim ad sheyesh l'shloisha chadasha. Reuven dies, and now his wife, Mrs. Reuven, falls to Yibam to Shimon. So for the first 3 months after Reuven dies, Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to be with Shimon. They're not allowed to do Yibam, they're not allowed to do Chalitza. This is known as Havchana. The reason is because there's a chashash that maybe she is pregnant. If Shimon's gonna go ahead and Shimon's gonna be Miyabe, Mrs. Reuven, a month after Reuven dies, he might discover 2 months later that really Mrs. Reuven was pregnant this whole time and he just didn't know about it. And really, Mrs. Reuven had a child from Reuven. Maybe the child will be born healthy and everything will be fine. And it's gonna come out that Shimon was Miyabe, Menashe Zach. He was together with an Erva. The child will be a Mamzer. Terrible thing. So therefore, the halacha is that he has to wait 3 months. Until then, he's not allowed to do yibam. He's not even allowed to do chalitza. We'll see in the Gemara why he can't do chalitza. And says the Mishnah that v'chein kol shar hanashim. The same halacha applies to all women. Anytime a woman was previously married to another man, the halacha is lo yisarsu v'lo yinasu ad sheyuhu lahen shloisha chadashim. She's not allowed to get remarried, whether she got divorced from her first husband, whether she got widowed from her first husband, whatever the case is, anytime a woman had a previous marriage, she's not allowed to then marry someone else, whether it's Erusin or Nisuin, then she's not allowed to marry someone else until 3 months have passed. Here, the Havchana is a little bit of a different reason. It's because if this woman would right away marry a second husband, and they would have a kid, let's say 8 months later, 7 months later, we won't know who the father is. We won't know. Maybe this was a shorter pregnancy and the second husband is the father, or maybe this was a longer pregnancy and the first husband's the father. So we tell her she has to wait 3 months. And once she waits 3 months, so then Miman of Shach will know who the child is. If she has a child within the next 6 months, so then we know it's the first husband that's the father. It can't be the second husband. You can't have a pregnancy for less than 6 months. And if she has a baby more than 6 months later, so then we'll know that the father is the second husband. It can't be the first husband because you can't, at least in the times of Chazal, have a pregnancy that lasts for more than 9 months. So if she already waited 3 months and she only has the baby more than 6 months later, so then we know that the second husband is the father. So that's the maila of waiting 3 months, and that's the halacha that she has to wait 3 months because we want to know, even though there's no problems of Eishes Ach over here, but we want to be able to know who the father is. We want to know if the child's a Kayin, is he a Levi, is he Yisrael. We want to know what his status is. We want to know who the father is. Is he allowed to marry the sister, or someone, the first husband's other daughter, the second husband's daughter. So it makes a big nafkamina in Hilchas Yichas. We need to know who the father is. So because of that, we tell any time a woman was previously married, we say she has to wait 3 months before she marries someone else, so that we could discern who the child's father is. And the Tanakhama says she's not even allowed to do Erusin. Forget about Nisuin. Meaning for sure Nisuin that, because Nisuin, that's when she's actually together with the second husband. The Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, she's not even allowed to do Erusin. She's not even allowed to just do Kedushin. Even that's going to be a problem. And the Tanakhama also says that Echad Besulais, Echad Beulais, Echad Grushais, Echad Amanais, Echad Nisuais, Echad Arusais. It doesn't matter what this lady's status is. Even if she's a Besula, or for sure if she's a Beula, even if she's a Grusha or an Amana, whether it was from Nisuin, whether it's from Erusin, meaning even if it was only from Erusin, even if she never had Nisuin with her first husband, it doesn't matter, there's a light plug. Chazal said that any time a woman was previously married, she needs to wait 3 months, even if the reason for the Gzeira doesn't necessarily apply in all of these cases. If we know that she wasn't together with the first husband, there should be no reason to have to wait 3 months. And if she's not getting doing Nisuin anyways with the second husband, if she's only doing Erusin with the second husband, there should be no reason to wait 3 months. But that's the halacha, is that no matter what, she has to always wait 3 months. However, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, we have to think practically. If her previous marriage was in the suah, they had already done the suah, so there is a chance that she's pregnant from the previous husband, so then she can't do nesuah now with the second husband, but she could do erusin, because that won't lead to any chashashis, because anyway, she's not going to be together with the second husband. The ha'arusais, and if all her relationship was with the previous husband was just a relationship of Erusin, but they had never done nisuin, so then there's no chashash that maybe she's pregnant from the first husband. She's not pregnant from the first husband. So then Mimela, Yinasu, she could even now do nisuin with the second husband, even though she was just married a month ago. It doesn't matter because there's not going to be any problems with the ichas because her previous marriage was only erusin. Chutz min ha'arusa is Rabbi Yehuda v'bnei shalibay gaspa. The exception to this halacha, says Rabbi Yehuda, is when it comes to the engaged couples, the arusais that were in the chelik of Yehuda, because over there, even when they had just done erusin, even before nisuin, so for better or for worse, they were unfortunately a little bit too close with each other. And there were chashashais that maybe they tackle word together, even though all they had done was erusin. And therefore, there's going to be a requirement to wait 3 months when it comes to an arusa in Yehuda, even though normally by an arusa we don't suspect a Bas Yisrael or a Ben Yisrael of doing such a thing. But when it comes to Yehuda, so then we have Chashashis and Mamela, she would have to wait 3 months, even though it was only Erisin. Rabbi Yaisi says that Kol Anashim Yisarsu, I mask him to Rabbi Yehuda, that everyone, that Kol Anashim Yisarsu, that there's no such thing as a lady who can't do Erisin to a second husband. The problem is only if she does Nisuin with a second husband. But to do Erisin with a second husband, there's no Chashashais. However, says Rabbi Yaisi, there's one case where I'm not masking to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Chutz Min Ha'almana. The exception to that case is in the case where the lady's previous husband died. If she got divorced from her previous husband, so then she could get remarried right away, even as long as she just does erusin and not nisuin. However, when it comes to an almana, she's not allowed to get remarried right away, even just erusin. The reason for this has nothing to do with avchana. Rather, says the Mishnah, b'bnei ha'ivul. It's just a practical thing. It's just because she's in avelus, her first husband just died, so for 30 days she's not allowed to get remarried, even to do erusin. Not because of avchana. She's just doing erusin. There's no reason to need avchana for erusin. It's just because of Helchos Avelos, that's why she would have to wait 30 days. So now says the Gemara, we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah that when it comes to the case of the Yavama, so she has to wait 30 days until she's allowed to, 3 months, she has to wait 3 months until she's allowed to perform Yibam, because there's a chashash that maybe she's pregnant, in which case she's an Eishas, and Shimon would be considered as being Bael Nerva. So says the Gemara, that Bishlam Alaytis Yabim, so I get it, you don't want them to do Yibam, because Shema Yiyavla Ben Kayama, maybe Mrs. Ruvain is pregnant, and the pregnancy will end up coming to fruition. She'll give birth to a healthy child. V'kapaga be'isereish esach de'araisa. And it's going to come out that Shimon, when he thought he was being miyabed Mrs. Ruvain, he was really doing a ma'isa's nos with an eshesach de'araisa. Ella, but says to ask the Gemara, so I get why you don't want them to do yibam. Ella loitach leitzamai. But why don't you want them to perform chalitza? What's wrong with performing chalitza? Let them perform chalitza. So what would you say? You might say that no, because maybe she's pregnant. Okay, so what? Is there a problem with the chalitza of a mu'uberes? Chalitza's mu'uberes is lo yishma chalitza? Says the Gemara, that was Reish Lakish's shita. We had this earlier. Reish Lakish said that if you do chalitza with the mu'uberes, so then that chalitza is invalid. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that chalitza with the mu'uberes is kosher. So why doesn't the Mishnah allow chalitza? Leimi tihavi tiyofta de Rabbi Yochanan? Should we say that this Mishnah, that it refutes the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Chalitza's Meuberes Shema Chalitza, who says that the Chalitza of a Meuberes is considered a valid Chalitza? L'chaira, this Mishnah would seem to suggest Nalik Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan's right, that you're allowed to do Chalitza with a Meuberes, so why does the Mishnah say that they have to wait 3 months before performing Yibam or Chalitza? I get it, not Yibam, but why can't they do Chalitza? So says the Gemara, that, wait a second, V'lav Mia Yisvine L'Rabbi Yochanan Chadazivna? We had earlier that sugya, the Gemara already refuted the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. We brought a Raya to Reish Lakish. So why do you feel the need to ask also from our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, yes, but Leima Mihana Mitavi Tiyofta. What we want to know is that maybe our Mishnah should also be a Raya. The Nafkamina being is that if you had somehow come up with a Teretz to be miyashiv the brayse that the Gemara brought earlier, so then we would still have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara was asking. Is that our Mishnah a raya and alik Rabbi Yochanan? To which the Gemara says that loy, no, it's not even a raya against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could understand our Mishnah quite fine. And Rabbi Yochanan would tell you that hacha hainu taima. The reason for our Mishnah, the reason why we don't want them to perform chalitza, Yibam we get, because maybe it will be Eishes after Araisa. But why don't we allow them to perform Chalitza within 3 months? Hainu time, but this is the reason. It's because Shemi Yehei Vla Ben Kayama. It's because maybe what's going to happen is Shimon's going to do Chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain. So everyone's going to suspect that now Mrs. Ruvain is a Chalutza, which means she's also to a Kohen. In the meantime, she's really pregnant and she ends up having a Vla Ben Kayama. She ends up having a healthy child. The Nimtzei, since it's going to come out that really when she did Chalitza, it wasn't really a Chalitza, because really she was an Eish Esach. Really she didn't fall to Yibam. Really she had a child. It was Uven Yeshlai. Really Reuven had a child with Mrs. Reuven, and the Chalitza was meaningless, in which case Mrs. Reuven is really mutter to marry a Kayin. V'nimtzeis ata matzricha kruz, the kahuna, and you're going to make it, and now Bezdin's going to have to make announcements to clarify that really Mrs. Reuven is mutter to marry a Kayin, even though she did Chalitza, and they're going to have to start to clarify that really it wasn't a valid Chalitza, it wasn't a halachic Chalitza, and she's mutter to a Kayin. So because we don't want to have to come on to that, so that's why we don't want her to do Chalitza. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? V'nitzricha, what's wrong with having Bezdin make such an announcement? Says the Gemara, because it's not foolproof. Dilma ika da havai b'chalitza. It's very likely you'll have people that went to crowd around by the Chalitza. They found out there's a Chalitza happening in town. So everybody went, everybody packed in to watch the Chalitza. That was very exciting. But when Beis Din Stam goes out and makes announcements that, oh, that it wasn't really a Chalitza, some people don't really pay too much attention to that. And they just paid attention to the fact that Mrs. Reuven had Chalitza done to her. They don't really realize that that there was an announcement that the Chalitza ended up being a non-halachic Chalitza. And therefore, if Saluha Minakuhuna, they're going to assume that really she's Pasul Minakuhuna, even though she's not. So the, because of this Chashash, so that's why we don't want her to perform Chalitza within these 3 months. Even though Rabbi Eichna might be right, it could be Chalitza Smiluberes Ishma Chalitza, but that's only if the baby ends up Mrs. Reuven ends up miscarrying. The Chashash is that maybe she'll actually have a baby and she'll remain Mutter to a Kayin, and people won't realize that. So says the Gemara, that Tenach Almana, that works by an Almana. If Mrs. Reuven was just an Almana because Reuven died, so then fine, yes, Tenach Anami, so really she's Mutter to a Kayin, and people are going to suspect that really she's Asur to a Kayin, because people are going to think that she did Chalitza, but Grusha Ma'ikil Amemar. But if she's anyways a Grusha, let's say Mrs. Reuven was previously divorced in a different marriage, so if Mrs. Reuven's anyways a Grusha, she's anyways Asur to Kahuna. If she's anyways Asur to Kahuna, so then there's nothing wrong with allowing her to perform Chalitza. According to Rabbi Eichnan, there should be nothing wrong with allowing her to perform the Chalitza within the 3 months. What's the issue? People are going to think that she's Pasul L'Kayin? She is Pasul L'Kayin because she's a Grusha. So why can't we allow a Grusha to do Chalitza within the 3 months? Why does she have to wait 3 months? The Mishnah said she has to wait 3 months. It sounds like in every case, even by a Grusha. Why should that be? So says the Gemara, because it's a different issue. The reason why we don't want her doing Chalitza so quickly, we don't want Shimon to be allowed to do Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven so quickly, is Mishum de Mafsila Mizainis. It's because it's going to make her lose out on her financial support. The halacha is that during the first 3 months after Yavama falls to Yibam, so she gets supported from her husband's, from her dead husband's estate. And once the Yavam then does Chalitza or Yibam, so if it's Yibam, then she starts to get supported from the Yavam. If it's Chalitza, so then she just loses all support. So we don't want the Yavam to do Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. We don't want Shimon to do Chalitza with Reuven within 3 months, because then that's going to make it that she's going to lose financial support for no good reason. Really, she has 3 months. Anyway, she has to wait 3 months for Yibam. And so let her get supported for 3 months. If we would allow Shimon to do Chalitza, it's going to take away from Mrs. Reuven's financial support. Well, says the Gemara, Tenach Nesua, that works by a Nesua, because a Nesua, Taka gets supported from her dead husband's estate. That would be true. However, Arusa, Grusha, Ma'ikilamemar. If she has two things going against her, that she's an Arusa, so she's anyways not getting Mizainis, she's anyways not getting financial support from her dead husband's estate, because she's only an Arusa. And she's a Grusha, so she's anyways Asr Lekuhuna, so then Ma'ikilamemar, why can't she do Chalitza within the 3 months? Why does she have to wait? So Elva says the Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Yaisi. The reason why we don't allow her to do chalitza is because of a chiddush that Rabbi Yaisi said. There's a chiddush of Rabbi Yaisi that, and we're going to see it soon in the Gemara inside, but Rabbi Yaisi said a klal that any lady who's unable to perform Yibam, like in this case, the Yavama is unable to perform Yibam because she has to wait 3 months of Avchana. So any time a Shemeres Yavam is unable to perform Yibam, so she's Eino Eilu L'chalitza. If she's Eino Eilu L'Yibam, she's Eino Eilu L'chalitza, she can't do chalitza either. Now this is not the classic case of Kol She'Eino Eilu L'Yibam, Eino Eilu L'chalitza. Everybody holds of that klal, L'chaira. But Rabbi Yaisi is coming to say a bigger chiddush over here. Rabbi Yaisi is coming to say a chiddush that even though technically this lady is an Ayla Liyibam, she has a Zikas Yibam. Ha'ayla Liyibam, Ayla L'chalitza means that anytime there's a Zikas Yibam, there's a Zikas Chalitza. If there's no Zikas Yibam, there's no Zikas Chalitza. In this case, there is a Zikas Yibam, right? Mrs. Reuven does fall to Shimon. Shimon is allowed to be Miyabimer. He just has to wait 3 months. So there is a Zikas Yibam. If there's a Zikas Yibam, there could be a Zikas Chalitza. But Rabbi Yaisi says no, that since practically speaking, Shimon is not able to perform Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, since practically they can't do Yibam, so he's also not allowed to do Chalitza at this time. That's Rabbi Yaisi's Chiddush. That even though there's a Zikas Yibam, there's a Zikas Chalitza, since practically he can't do Yibam, so then we don't allow him to perform Chalitza at this moment. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaisi. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, the Maisa Ba'adam Echad Shabaluf Nei Rabbi Yaisi, there was a story with a certain man, a Yavam, who came to Rabbi Yaisi, and Amar Lei Mahu Lachleitz B'Toich Shleisha, he asked, am I allowed to do chalitza within 3 months after my brother died? Can I do chalitza to the Yavama? So Amar Lei, and Rabbi Yaisi said to him, no, lay tachlitz, you can't do chalitza. So says the Gemara, v'tachlitz ma'abakach, what's wrong with doing chalitza? Why did he tell him to wait? And Rabbi Yaisi explained, that Kara Alav Mikrazeh, that Rabbi Yaisi said about him the following pasuk, that if you look in the Torah, so when it describes a Yavam who doesn't want to do Yibam, and instead he wants to do Chalitza, it says, Imlay Achbaitz. It says if he doesn't want to do Yibam, so then he does Chalitza. So you see from there, that Ha'im Chafetz Yabim, that if he wanted to do Yibam, he could do Yibam. So we'll see from here, that when is it that Chalitza is an option? Only when Yibam is also an option. Only when if he wants to, he can perform Yibam, so then if he doesn't want to, he could do Chalitza. But call it Ayla Liyibam, Ayla Lechalitza. Only if he's Ayla Liyibam, so then he's Ayla Lechalitza. But if he cannot perform Yibam, so then he's also unable to perform Chalitza. Which again, this is not the classic rule of Kaisha Eino Ayla Liyibam, Eino Ayla Lechalitza. That's much more simple. That means that when there's no Zikas Yibam, there's no Zikas Chalitza. Over here, there's a Zikas Yibam. It's just that they have to wait 3 months because of a practical concern. So they have to wait 3 months because of Avchana. There's a suffix. But not because it's not Be'etzem a Zikas Yibam. And in Afalpikin, Rabbi Yaisi says that no, since the Maisa, they can't practically do Yibam, so therefore Rabbi Yaisi says they're not allowed to do Chalitza, and the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi. It's going like Rabbi Yaisi, who holds of such a cloud. Now ask the Gemara, Masiv Rav Chinina. Rav Chinina asked the Kashan Rabbi Yaisi, that could you really say such a thing, that any time it's like a practical thing, that they can't do Yibam, so then they can't do Chalitza? But we learned in the Braisa, that Hasveka is Chalitza is V'loy Misyavmais. That the sfeikus, they do chalitza, and they don't do yibam. So my sfeikus, what does it mean, sfeikus? Ilema safek kedushin. If you're going to think that sfeikus means that they have a safek kedushin, meaning Reuven, it's a safek if he was really married to Mrs. Reuven. And then Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon. But it's only a suffix because it was a suffix on the kedushin of Mrs. Reuven to Reuven. So and on that, the Braisa was saying that they do chalitza but not yibam. That wouldn't make any sense. Amayla misyavmais. Why wouldn't we allow them to do yibam to siyavim bein mekach klum? L'chayr, we should allow them to do yibam, and there's nothing that could go wrong with such a thing. Mimanufshach. If the marriage was a good marriage, if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, so then Mrs. Reuven falls to yibam, and then for sure Shimon could be miyabim her. And if Reuven was never married to Mrs. Reuven, so then stop. Mrs. Reuven is a nice panuya in the street, and why can't Shimon marry her? There should be nothing wrong with Shimon marrying her. So there'd be manufshah, there should be nothing wrong with Shimon being together with Mrs. Reuven. So sfeikus cannot mean that there's a suffix on the kedusha, because then why would it then be chayletzes lo misyavemes? Ella says the Gemara, says Rav Chinina, that lav suffix shekidesh achas mishtei achayos. The reason why it's a suffix when it says Sveikus, it means a case where Reuven married one of two sisters. He doesn't remember, or it's not known, did he marry Rachel? Did he marry Leah? It's unclear. And now Reuven dies, so now Rachel and Leah fall to Shimon. He doesn't know, well, really only one of them falls, but Shimon doesn't know which one. So the halacha is, Chaylat says, V'loi Misyav Emes. It says, it was Kiddush Achas Mishteyach Hayez, V'eini Idea Ezeman Kiddush. He doesn't remember which one of the sisters he married, V'katani Chaylatzes. And so what's the question? The question is that even though it's a Safek, so Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel or Leah. Because of the Safek, he's not going to be allowed to perform Yibam with either one of them. And yet still, what does the Braisa say? Chaylatzes, V'lemisyavemes, that even though Yibam is not an option, still, the Braisa says that they could perform Chalitza. So Kasha and Rabbi Yaisi. How could Rabbi Yaisi say that any time that there's no Yibam, there's not going to be Chalitza? Over here, there's no Yibam. He can't be Miyabim, Rachel, or Leah. And yet still, the Braisa says that they'd perform Chalitza. Now, Bishlama, if you don't go like Rabbi Yaisi, over here, there, Be'etzem is Yibam. But we don't know which one Shimon has the Zikas Yibam to. Is it to Rachel, or is it to Leah? So there's a suffix, which one has the Zikas Yibam? But there is, for a fact, a Zikas Yibam. One of them was married to Reuven. So when Reuven dies, so one of them falls to Shimon. Fact. That's 100% fact. Memela, there could also be a Chiyav Chalitza. Now, we don't know which one needs that Chalitza, so we could say that both of them have to get Chalitza. But according to Rabbi Yaisi, who said a much more like practical type of Kol Sheino Oila, he said that anytime practically, you can't do Yibam, so then there's no Chalitza, so how could the Braisa over here say to do Chalitza? If we're not allowing them to do Yibam, so how could we tell them to do Chalitza? So says the Gemara, Achi Heshto, what are you talking about? It's not a comparison at all. You can't compare this case to Rabbi Yaisi's case of waiting 3 months, of within 3 months, that we say that there's no chalitza within 3 months. Why not? Says the Gemara, because Hassam, when it comes to the case of Rachel and Leah, when it was Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayos, Em Yavay Eliyahu V'yoymer Daha Kiddush, if Eliyahu Navi would come and inform Shimon that this is the one that Reuven married, you know, really it was Rachel, she's the one that Reuven married, and she's the one that falls to you. So then the halacha would be bas chalitza v'yibami. So then she would be a bas chalitza v'yibam. So it's just the suffix on us. But be'etzem, she is yibamable and chalitzable. Meaning really there is a lady here that Shimon is able to perform yibam and chalitza to. He just doesn't know. However, hacha, but over here, by our case, within 3 months, even im yavay Eliyahu v'yoymer, dahala yabra, even if Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us, the lady would go, maybe get an ultrasound, or better, Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us that this lady is not pregnant, she's 100% not pregnant, so then mi mashkach be? Would we pay any attention to him? Would we really listen to Eliyahu Navi? V'yav minala, and we would allow him to be miyamimer? If Mrs. Reuven, if Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, even if Eliyahu Navi would tell us within 3 months that she's not pregnant, we wouldn't allow Shimon to be Miyabim her. The reason is because there's a Gzeira, there's already a Takana. It's not just because of a Suffolk, it's a Din. There's a Din that he's not allowed to be Miyabim her. But in the case of Rachel and Leah, there's no Gzeira that was ever made about such a case. It's a practical thing. Shimon doesn't know who to be Miyabim, so he can't do Yibam. But Mele has to do Chalitza. It's not a Din that he can't do Yibam. If Eliyahu Navi would tell him which one falls to him, he would be able to do Yibam. But in our case, within 3 months, even if Eliyahu Navi would come and say that she's not pregnant, Shimon still would not be allowed to be Miyabimer. Because there's a Gzeiras Chazal called Avchana that you have to wait 3 months. It's a din that he's not allowed to be Miyabimer. It's not just because of a suffix whether or not she's pregnant. That's how it started, but then Chazal made a Takana. So now it's already a din. He's not allowed to be Miyabimer. And the Gemara brings even an example to this, that it's a real Gzeiras Chazal. It's nothing to do with knowing whether or not she's pregnant. That's why Chazal made the gzeira. But now it's a hard gzeira because haketana the lav vasya burehi, when it comes to a ketana, when a ketana falls to Yibam, even though there's no chance that she's pregnant because she's only a ketana, and still you have to wait 3 months. Why? It's not nageya. The chashash is not nageya, but it's a light plug. Chazal made the takana that you always have to wait 3 months. And if so, even if Eliyahu Navi would tell us by a gedayla, even if Eliyahu Navi would tell us that she's not pregnant, the halacha is that the yavam would still have to wait 3 months. So that's called eino ayla liyibam. That's this Rabbi Yai, at least if you're Rabbi Yaisi. That's this practical eino ayla liyibam, that he's not allowed to be miyabim her, not just because of a chashash, but because of a din. And therefore, Rabbi Yaisi holds that in such a case, she'd be eino ayla l'chalitza as well. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Tan Rabbanan, Yevamah Shleisha Chadashim Harishainim, when it comes to the first 3 months after Reuven dies, and now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon, so during those first 3 months, Nizaynas Mishal Baal. So the halacha is that she gets supported from her husband. Now normally by an almana, she gets supported from her husband even longer than that, until she gets remarried, so she gets support from her dead husband's estate. But in the case of Yevamah, since she falls to Yibam, so the fact we're not going to wait until she gets remarried to someone else because she's not allowed to get married to someone else. She's not allowed to because she has a zika to Yibam. She has to marry the Yavam or at least do Chalitza. So the fact that she's sticking around, so to speak, she's sticking around in her husband's household, that doesn't mean that she's really sticking around. She's just being forced to stick around. So therefore, the extent of her support only lasts for 3 months. For 3 months, she gets supported from her dead husband's estate. However, Mikan ve'elach ein nizaynas loy mishal bav loy mishal yavam. From then and on, so if they do yibams, then of course, then she'll get supported from from the yavam. But if not, if after 3 months she's still just hanging around, but she hasn't done yibam or chalitza either, so if she hasn't even done yibam, so then not only does she lose on the support from her husband, but she also doesn't get supported from the yavam's nechasim either. Now, amad bedin ubarach. Let's say she goes to Beis Din and she says, I'm waiting, I want the Yavam to be miyabi me or to do chalitza with me. This way I want to be married, I want to have a husband, I want to be supported. So if she goes to Beis Din and she's saying, it's not my fault that I haven't done Yavam yet, this Yavam is just taking his time. So Beis Din will say, okay, now the Yavam has to support her. Ubarach, and the Yavam runs away. If the Yavam runs away and he doesn't perform anything with her, so then Beis Din will say, Nizaynas Mishal Yavam. So then she gets supported from the Yavam. Says the Bryce an interesting case. Let's say you have this Mrs. Reuven. Reuven dies, and now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon, but Shimon is only 3 years old. So the shaila is that miyavam lesle. So of course, she's not going to get any financial support from the yavam, that for sure. But the shaila is mi baal mai. What's the halacha? Do we allow her now to get supported from her husband? In a normal case, so when the yavam's a gadol, the yavam's 20 years old, let's say, so we tell the woman, listen, you have 3 months, you get supported from your husband because yibam wasn't an option. Now yibam's an option if you want to get supported, so just do yibam. But over here, she can't do yibam because the yavam's a katan. So maybe in such a case, we would continue giving her financial support from the dead husband's estate. That's the shaila. When the yavam is a katan, do we continue giving her support from the dead husband's estate? So Mai, what's the halacha? So says the Gemara that pligi baravach of Ravina, chadamer islay v'chadamer laslay. It's a machlekes whether or not we give her support from the dead husband's estate. The hilchasa, and says the Gemara that the bottom line, the halacha is that laslay is that we do not give her financial support. Ah, but it's not her fault. The yavam is only a katan. Why should she lose out? Says the Gemara, we say that mishamaya kenasua. The way we view it is that Shemayim gave her a kenas, meaning this is all mina Shemayim. It's her bad mazel. It's her whatever hashkacha, that the reason Hashem made it play out like this, that she fell to Yibam to a Yavam, and that she's going to lose out on all financial support. It's true, we could feel bad for her because there's nothing for her to do, but that's not going to make it that now she's going to continue to get extra support from her dead husband's estate. Rather, we'll view it that this is the hashkacha of Hashem, that she should lose out on all of her support.